This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I hope that today finds you thriving, thriving in your life, thriving in your business, every aspect of everything you come in contact with, the best and the brightest things of your day help you thrive. Because that's what Kathy and I are here for more than anything else, is we want to help you thrive. You know, that's our domain name, wehelpyouthrive.com. If you want to thrive in life and business, we are here to help you. Now, I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor. I dig these people so much. It's VTech. You know, VTech, you may have seen their phones in stores, you know, Best Buy, Office Depot, Fry's, different places like that. You may have seen VTech phones. VTech specifically has a four-line small business phone system, and this thing is amazing. Now, some of you may or may not remember all of the breakthroughs that we have made in the phone industry, and sometimes we forget, so let's just think about it for a minute. Do you remember when your phone had a rotary dial? You know, round and round and round. Do you remember when your phones all had cords attached to them? You know, and you could get maybe 6 or 8 feet away from the phone at the most. Do you remember when, we started seeing cell phones have the ability to hit the back button so that if you messed up a number, you didn't have to start dialing all over again. Just amazing, incredible things like that that have happened. And the VTech 4-line small business phone system is another incredible breakthrough for your small business. As a small business owner, I guarantee you that this phone is what you need. It will help you sound professional. It will help you grow as you grow. It will give you what you need to do business in today's society and compete. No matter how large your company is, you can be working out of your basement or in a big office building, and the VTech 4-line small business phone system can work for you. Check them out, the VTech 4-line small business phone system. Like I said, I'm really happy to have them as a sponsor here of Thriving Entrepreneur. So now let's jump into it. Let's talk about success. How many of you want to succeed? Is there anybody that, you know, right now is saying, well, no, I really don't want to succeed? I mean, of course not. That's why we want to be thriving entrepreneurs. We want to have success. And what you're going to learn today is that success is not something that happens on accident. In point of fact, it's something that we can encode into the very DNA that makes us up. We can have the same traits of the most highly successful people in the world. Wouldn't you like to know that? Wouldn't you like to know what successful people do that help them succeed in life and business? They believe in what they're doing and are passionate about what they do, so much so that it actually becomes a part of their DNA. It is a part of what makes them up. And we want you to be a highly successful person too. So we're going to talk today. I have a very special, special guest. I was so delighted to be able to do it. Now, so for those of you who are unaware, Kathy and I are both members of the eWomen Network. eWomen every August has an international conference, and people from literally around the world that are members of eWomen Network come together in Dallas, where eWomen's headquarters are, to meet and have a 3 or 4 day get together that is just jam-packed with amazing breakthrough opportunities, information, incredible access to people. You know, you heard Sherry Tree here on our show a couple of weeks ago. She's one of the people that was there sharing her bank system with everybody at the conference. You can literally walk around and rub elbows with people like, you know, the special guest that was the special speaker for the foundation luncheon, Jean Smart. You know Jean Smart from Designing Women and Sweet Home Alabama, as well as many, many other shows. You know, bump into her in the hallways and have a conversation with her just like you would, you know, at your regular eWomen meetings. It is just that amazing. Conference is such a great time. Now, I got to have a wonderful special privilege as a business coach. I got to be able to do business coaching, 15-minute sessions for a whole bunch of really wonderful people. And I can't call them out by name because there was literally more than 50 of them that I talked with. But I want to thank each and every one of them for honoring me by investing their time and their business into me and signing up for a coaching session. And one of the big things that came out in the coaching session over and over and over again was the fact that you need to know your target market. You need to have that target market identified to the point where you know that person like you know your best friend. You know them well enough that you don't have to wonder, what do they want for Christmas? You already know. You know, I mean, if your best friend, let's say, for example, she's a mom. Well, if she has little kids, you know that she's going through diapers. Everybody that's a mom knows that those babies go through diapers like crazy. And so if you're at the store and you want to just do something on a random Tuesday nice for her, you might pick her up some diapers and take them over to her. And you know how impactful that is. That's the kind of closeness that we want to have with our customers. We want to know them so deeply, so inside and out, that we can do like Nike does. You know, Nike, kind of a big company, right? They literally identify their target customer down to the point where they give her a name and they draw a picture of her and they know her. They identify their target customer down to a single person. You want to be that uniquely, definitively in tune and in touch with who your target audience is, that when you are asked a question, you already know the answer because you know how they think and how they feel. You know, so if somebody says, hey, I'd like you to speak at such and such of an event, you know right up front, would my target customer be there? You know, give her a name. Say her name is Joan, you know. Will Joan be one of the people that would be attending this conference? If so, then hey, that's a perfect place for you to talk. And if that's nothing that Joan would ever go to, well then hey, it's real easy for you to be able to say no. So that is insight to those of you who couldn't make it to conference or who have not yet joined eWomen into something that you can do to take your business to a whole new level, and you can start that right now. I give that to you for free, and I give that to you as my gift back to the wonderful, incredible ladies that spent their time and invested their business in allowing me to you know, pour into them just a little bit during our 15-minute coaching sessions. Thank you, each and every one of you, for the trust that you put into me. And thank you to every single person that is part of the staff and the employees of eWomen Network. eWomen Network is amazing. If you're not a member already, you got to go to eWomenNetwork.com and check it out because it is totally worth it. Now, I think you all think by now that this is a major commercial for eWomen, and it kind of was, but really what I want you to do is I want you to get just a tiny sense of how exciting and how amazing it was for about 1,500 people to be, you know, we literally took over an entire hotel in Dallas and we were there rubbing elbows with like my guest today, Matthew Knowles, and Jean Smart, and Soledad O'Brien from the CNN, and the list goes on and on and on. Sean Acker, if you have never heard this man, oh man, 5 minutes around him and you will become a happier person if you do even just one of the things that he suggests. That is the kind of impact that conference can have on you, and it's the kind of impact that we at EWN Radio want to have in your lives. So I want to thank the ladies, Sandra Yancey, and all of her team for an incredible conference and for taking the time to pour themselves into us in such a special way and for giving us access to people. So now we want to talk to you about the DNA of an Achiever. It's a brand new book. It's only out in digital form. It hasn't even come out in written form. You can pre-order it on Amazon, but it hasn't even come out in written form yet. And it already is number one in multiple categories because it is that impactful. It's going to talk to you about the 10 traits of highly successful people. What are the 10 most common things that people who are amazingly successful have? What do they do? What is in the DNA, in the heart and soul of them that helps them every day thrive in life and in business? We don't want you to be a person like some of you have heard the story of Andrew Carnegie, who made an immense amount of money and came to the end of his life and found himself very, very sad and literally gave away all of his money, created organizations like the Carnegie Foundation and Carnegie Hall to try to placate the feelings that he had for having taken advantage of so many people. We're not talking about being that kind of person. We're talking about a person who thrives, who loves what they do, who is filled with life and filled with passion, and who lives every single day of their life as a thriving entrepreneur. I hope you feel as excited as I do to hear the rest of this show as we talk directly with Matthew Knowles and he shares with us the DNA of an achiever, 10 traits of highly successful people. We are going to take a quick commercial break and then we're going to jump right into the live interview that I had with Matthew Knowles at the 2015 EWN conference. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steven. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. I can't even begin to tell you how excited I am. I'm here live at the EWN Conference 2015, and I have with me, you're not going to believe this, everybody, I have with me Matthew Knowles. Matthew, say hi to everybody.
Hey, Steve. First of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It has been such a wonderful, wonderful conference so far.
And I tell you, whoever's listening, they're missing a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully, you'll catch it quick. And you can catch it on the live stream, but if not, we'll bring you some really good tips here tonight, and you'll be glad that you listened in.
Of course.
Yeah. So, Matthew, those of us that are in eWomen, we've heard Sandra talk about you many different times, but there are probably, surprisingly, people who may not know your whole story. Could you give us just a little bit of your background?
Yeah, I'd love to, Steve. You know, I was born in Gaston, Alabama, a little small town. 30,000 people in 1952, and grew up doing that whole segregation, desegregation, integration era. Was the first in junior high, one of the first in high school, one of the first at University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. So it was a lot of challenges, but that became my ethos for determination. And I still today drive upon those life experiences. And we all, Steve, have life experiences that we drive that makes us successful. And it's called determination. But you just can't use determination for success. There's a lot more that goes with that. And in my professional career, I was fortunate 10 years with Xerox. I was in a medical division of Xerox, selling zero radiography for breast cancer detection. And was fortunate to be the number one sales rep worldwide 3 out of 4 years. And my life just followed this pattern of being the first. You know, I was one of the first at Xerox Medical, one of the first, if not the first, to sell MRI and CT scanners in America to African American. And one of the first, if not the first, to be a neurosurgical specialist.
Wow.
So, and then I had these incredible kids, you know, Beyonce and Solange, who I love dearly, that have been extremely successful, and I'm so very proud of that.
Yeah, I think a few people may have heard their names once or twice.
Yeah, maybe that kind of, oh, yeah, Beyonce's dad.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, you know, yeah. The guy who put together Destiny's Child, that guy, yeah.
I've heard Sandra tell the story many times about when they were on Star Search and they didn't win, and how impactful that actually was on your ability as a dad to, you know, to stop what you were being successful at to help her out. And that's just always inspired me as a parent.
You know, Ed McMahon, we remember him. He was the host then, and here the girls are. They, you know, my role at Star Search was a dad who brought all of the wardrobe. They had so much wardrobe. This is a true story. We had to get a second room hotel room just for the wardrobe because they were hell-bent that they were going to win for a month. And they didn't quite understand taping. They taped in a week for a month. But they thought they were going to win for a month, and we did. We didn't understand it. And that was my role. And then they lost, and then these kids are crying their hearts out. And as any dad that loves their kids, I went up to Ed McMahon. I said, Mr. McMahon, what do I do? I'm a dad. I don't know anything about this music industry. And he was like, Mr. Knowles, you know, it's a remarkable thing. People that go on the lose here, I mean, that, first of all, he said, the people that win here, you never hear about them. But the people that lose, some of them go back and they rededicate, refocus, and revamp their organization. And I never forgot that. They revamp, refocus, rededicate. And that's pretty much what we did. I went back to school, actually. I went back to school to understand this management, the entertainment industry, production, public speaking, all those things I went back to school for. A lot of folks don't know that. Yeah. Because knowledge is power, and you have to know it. I went to every and any seminar that I could because I wanted, just like we're here today, I wanted to get as much information. I wanted to network with individuals, which networking becomes a key to success. And I did all of those things. And, you know, now it's history.
Yeah. I love that, that you're a lifetime learner, that, you know, you've never gotten to a place where you're like, oh, I know enough now. I don't have to learn anymore.
Well, guess what, Steve? This past Father's Day in Indiana, Gary, Indiana, I got my MBA.
Wow.
At 63 years old.
Yeah.
And that was important to me.
I like that. Yeah, my dad is actually right now finishing his doctoral thesis to get his doctoral ministries, and he's 76, he's turned 76 yesterday.
Wow!
So,
there you go.
It's been a
lifelong
passion for him.
And so, we never stop learning, Steve. Yeah. We can't. And I found out about successful people that that's one of their traits. They never stop learning.
Yeah. Are you a lifetime learner? Do you invest every day, every moment of your life in learning something new? You know that I heard this statement and it stuck with me my whole life. Did you know that actually when fruit becomes ripe, it is actually the beginning stage of rotting? When you're green, you're growing. When you're learning every day, when you take each day in life as a new adventure, as something new and exciting to explore and learn, you grow as a person every day. It's the people who have reached that pinnacle in life where they don't need to be taught. They don't need to know anything else because they already know it all. Those are the folks that are so difficult to deal with. And unfortunately, regardless of how much success they may have temporarily, the success can't be sustained because you know, they just are not that lifetime learner and they aren't teachable. I heard an amazing story. Lisa Nichols has told this several times. She was actually on the Oprah show and she leaned over at one point. Actually, Oprah leaned over to her at one point and said, how many coaches do you have? And Lisa said something like three. And then she looked back at Oprah and she said, well, how many do you have? And Oprah said to her something that I'll never forget. Oprah said to her, I have four. I have a coach for everything in life that's important to me. I want you to think a little bit about that. How many coaches do you have in your life? And how many of them are in the areas that are important to you? How do you show what's important to you? You show it by learning and growing in that area and by not being somebody who has arrived. It is so amazing to see somebody who is at the pinnacle of their success sit down and learn and listen from other people who have something to teach them. There's never going to be a place in life when we arrive and we know everything. There will always be people who are two steps ahead of us. Now, here's the other side of the coin, though. There will always be people who are a couple of steps behind us as well. Those are the people that we want to lift along with us as we climb. That's one of the key tenets of EWN is to lift as you climb. So continue towards your success and reach down and lift the others that are a couple of steps behind you, that are going through what you went through last year. Some of the breakthroughs that we have in our life especially, those are the things that we tend to want to hide. It was an uncomfortable situation, maybe even an embarrassing situation. I've shared here on the show, I went through a decade where I gained 180 pounds. That's extremely embarrassing and would be a horrible thing to just leave you with. But as Lisa Nichols says, don't worry, the story has a good ending. I'm down now something in excess of about 70 pounds and headed my way back towards a healthy life. And the first time that I thought about that, I was scared. I didn't want to share that with people. I didn't want people to see pictures of me and see, how large I had become. And yet what I found is in the sharing of my life, of my struggle, of the things that I'm going through, other people can then look at it and say, hey, I relate to that. I understand what you're going through because I'm going through something myself. It may not be your weight. There may be something else that you're struggling with. And those are the kind of things that we feel connected with each other because we realize that we're not alone. We've had discussions on Thriving Entrepreneur before about the fact that it usually is that very thing that you want to hide from the world that is the very thing that when you share it, connects you the most with the world. If you remember way back, Dr. Joy actually talked to us that in order to truly develop your speaking style and become a person who can speak with impact, it starts by having a group of inner friends that you share those interpersonal and deep situations and issues in your life with and begin to get some closure and some healing on those things. So I encourage each of you, as Matthew was talking about, that we want to be successful people, and successful people are lifetime learners. They never get to a place where they feel like they have arrived and they don't need to learn anything else. They are lifetime learners. So I encourage you during this commercial break to take some time and think about it and challenge yourself to be a lifetime learner. Now, I'd like to take a minute here and talk to you about a product that I rave about probably more than what you even want to hear, but I want to keep talking about it because it is so amazing. It is our sponsor, the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. This thing is amazing. I can't tell you enough good about it. You can have 4 incoming lines. That's 4 different lines that people can call into, and you can have up to 10 extensions that are as easy to plug in as you plug in a lamp. If you can plug in a lamp, you can actually extend from having 1 phone line to having 2 phone lines in your business. You can have separate auto attendants on those different phone lines, so one line can be answered, "Hi, this is the sales department of Thriving Entrepreneur, and we'd like to thank you for calling and wanting to know about our amazing product." Or, the other line can be, "Hi, this is Steve and Kathy, and we want to help you thrive today." You could have the different, all 4 of them can be different. They could even be different people's voices. And by doing that, you can sound like the big, giant professional businesses. What a great opportunity for you to expand your business right now, right here today. I encourage you to check out the VTech 4-Line Small Business Phone System. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, you've been around a lot of phenomenally successful people. What would you say are the top 3 traits that they all have in common?
Well, passion. It starts with all of them. Passion. I mean, I don't do it for the money. I mean, a couple of people after my presentation today talked about, can I make money? And that's not why passion is not about money. Passion is about the fulfillment of being the best and doing what you love. Then the money comes. Yeah. It doesn't come immediately. So I tell everyone, just do your passion. Do you. Whatever your passion is, do you. Strive for it. Learn. Let that be your goal. So successful people, that's one of the traits. The other is visionaries. I mean, these people are visionaries. And how do you know that? Just simple, a vision. They have an idea. Steve Jobs had an idea. Mm. The Wright brothers with the airplane had an idea. Did most people tell them, there's no way that's going to happen? Yeah. Key of when you have a great idea, most people tell you it's a terrible idea. That's how you know. If most people say, that's a terrible idea. I might have a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't go running around telling folks these ideas until you're ready. Because this is what most people do. They have a great idea, Steve, and then they go share that with somebody and they knock it down, right? Mm-hmm. And the better way, I think, is you have a great idea, you put together all the strategies for it, So when I'm talking to you, I'm not asking for your approval. I'm going to say, Steve, this is my idea. This is how we're going to do it. And this is what I need you to do. I'm telling you what I need you to do at my vision rather than you giving me feedback on my vision. So most of these folks are great visionary. And then as if we rank the top three, which is hard, but thinking outside of the box, you know, most of us are box-in thinkers. You know, we've been influenced by life lessons, things that happened in childhood, our teachers telling us we couldn't do it, society saying you couldn't do it, giving us all these reasons why, because you're female, because you're black, because you're poor, you know, hearing all of those life comments that we've heard, or our parents sometimes being negative, saying we're never, you know, we give them this idea, that passion, and saying you, that'll never happen, you'll never accomplish this. We still hear this, and I call it box-in thinking. And I actually showed today what box-in literally showed. I had a box on stage and put two women in a box, and they kept hitting walls. And that's what happens when we're box-in thinkers. We constantly hit walls. And those are the three things I would say: passion, visionary, box-in thinkers. But, you know, that's what my book is all about. My book is called The DNA of Achievers, The 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals. Highly successful professional. And it talks about these 10 traits. Okay. And it starts, again, with passion, you know, visionary, learning from failure. That's one of them, obviously. Work ethics. And, you know, I have this philosophy. If you live your passion, you never work a day in your life. I assume you love what you do, Steve.
I do. I tell everybody all the time, you know, being on the radio is like my guilty pleasure. I have to keep reminding myself that I actually do this as part of my business because I just love doing it.
And you know. See, I see a smile on your face, man. When you just said that, your face lit up. And that's, you know, that's how you know. Yeah. And that's how I feel about what I do. I go to sleep at night, and I'm the crazy guy that can't wait till tomorrow. I'm the crazy guy on the weekend. I'm kind of upset that it's the weekend. Because I'm like, wait a minute, we got to wait until tomorrow, to Monday? Like, come on. Like, I'm disappointed.
Absolutely, yeah. So let's dig deep into, you know, does everybody have the DNA of an achiever?
I think everyone has the opportunity to develop that DNA if they don't have it.
Okay.
You know, I think everyone has that opportunity to develop it. But first they have to understand what their passion is. Mm-hmm. It starts right there. And then each and every, there's something that happened in your lifetime, Steve, that makes you more determined. I don't know what that is, but we all have that defining moment in our life that we can pull on. I pull on it. For me, it's all of those challenges I had in Gaston, Alabama, as a child, and all the times that I had to help people who doubted, that gave me all the time self-confidence and that I couldn't achieve and accomplish. You know, I remember that, and I say to myself, that's the determination that makes me even today say, I won't quit. Quitting is not an option. And so I think everyone has that opportunity. It's just, you got to understand it, you've got to hone it, and then you've got to unleash it.
Right. You know, I know today and yesterday too, when I've been coaching people as a Premier Success Coach, one of the major questions that come up is my passion. How do I know what my passion is? What would you answer to somebody when they say, I'm not really sure what my passion is?
So I'm laughing, Steve, only because I'm putting together this. I do a number of lectures and seminars, and one of the seminars I'm putting together is Parents of Talented and Gifted Kids in Entertainment, What Do I Do? Mm. Think about that. How many parents have or think they have? Think they have talented and gifted kids in entertainment. And one of the things inside of that is the day, mom and dad, that you have to ask Johnny to go to practice, then you know that's not his passion. Because if that's his passion, you would never. Beyonce, I have never had to say, hey, Beyonce, it's time for you to go to practice. It's always been, hey, Daddy, we have practice at 3 o'clock. I need to be there on time. And so that's an example, even for grown-ups, for, you know, is it really your passion that you're going after? And most people aren't certain. They're unsure. You have to take that moment to really say to yourself, what is it that I really, really love? And you know, a lot of times, again, people are going to say, that is crazy. But you can't let that bother you. I guarantee you, Steve, if you live your passion, man, when you live that passion, because, see, dollar signs to some people that's living a passion, you know, I don't know what you make, but you just said it's the excitement, the fun, the joy, the sense of accomplishment that you get out of what you do. And that's the same for me. I pinch myself and say, oh, by the way, they pay me for this? And you do a great job at it, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I often tell my clients, I tell them, I'm like, you know, that one thing, you can always tell the secret when you're talking about your passion if you have kids. Because it's that thing that when you say it, they give you that look like, oh, here goes Dad again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
because they're frightened to say, that's not really what I like, Dad. That's really what you want me to be.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be a doctor. You know, I want to be, electrical, contractor. That's what I like. No, you're going to be a doctor. Isn't it awful to live your life not living your passion and having to
absolutely.
Do something that you wake up and say, man, I've been there before. I've had one job, and it was a job. It was just that, a job, that I didn't like it. I did it. I used determination. And that's why I said today, you know, determination is not always the answer for success.
Right.
You know, if you don't have the passion with determination, it's still failure.
Right.
Live your life of passion. Have you ever heard me say that on the show before? I think some of you have. Some of you are getting to that place that I love. It's that place where I've said something enough that you can finish my sentence. You know that I'm going to tell you that you were created for a purpose and that the world needs you. You know that when you live your life filled, full, exploding with passion, that is when you truly are your best. That's what you were made for. That's what you're here for. That's what you're created for. That's why you're on this planet. There's nobody that's an accident. I love the statement that T.D. Jakes makes. He said, and I love this, it just blew me away the first time I heard him say it, God wanted you on this planet so much that he didn't care the people that it took for you to be created or the circumstances that were necessary in order for you to exist. Now, you need to think about that for a second, okay? There are some of us that are blessed to have wonderful mothers and fathers and have spent our whole life with our mom and dad. But there are some of you, like my wife, who are adopted. And you have been adopted by amazing people who have raised you to be wonderful people and great contributing members of society. But it wasn't necessarily your perfect plan. You've spent your life dreaming of, you know, what is my birth mother? What is my birth father like? The important part of that is not the missed opportunity for you to know the people who caused you to be created, but rather the fact that your existence is so important, it is so necessary to this planet that it doesn't matter what it took. It took two people at a specific minute in time to specifically create you at that exact microsecond. If it had been a minute later, it had been somebody else. If it had been another person, it had been somebody else. But you are that uniquely brilliant and you are that needed by the world that we don't care what it took for you to be here. We're just glad that you're here because you are absolutely the person that you were created to be. I encourage each one of you to think about that a little bit while we take this commercial break, and then we will be right back with more of Matthew Knowles on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people. If you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So I get your book, and let's give them the title of the book again. So
again, it's The DNA of Achievers, The DNA of Achievers, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals.
Okay, so I get the book, and I know that right now you've got it on sale on Amazon, and I'm reading through it, and I want to know, how do I know if I've got the DNA of an achiever or not?
That's a good question. And so your question is, how would I know that if I have the DNA? Well, each chapter has a workbook process in it.
All right.
And, you know, I thought about that because I'm an educator. I'm a professor at Texas Southern University, and I teach 3 courses. One is Intro to Entrepreneurship. The other one is Intro to the Recording Industry. And then the other one is Artist Management. And so I really pondered about, do I add this one additional step that becomes a workbook that really have you really ask those questions and help you walk through the process, because often we need help in the process. And so one of the things in each at the end of each chapter is to help you through that process.
Okay, so by the time I'm done taking each of those, even if I didn't start off with the DNA of an achiever, I can actually develop myself into that.
I think you can.
Okay.
I think you
can.
That's cool.
So what is the other side of it? What's the number one thing that keeps us from developing the DNA of an achiever in ourselves?
It goes back to what I just said, that box-in thinking. Mm. It's a psychological thing. I also think, you know, when you look at that DNA, it's psychological. Mm-hmm. And we're not talking literally where we're looking on a microscope of DNA. We're using that as a placeholder mm-hmm. for what really happened in one's life, where a number of events and a number of things really impact how we approach success. Mm-hmm. And this book is to help you understand what really impacts us from not being successful, and using the tools in this book, the DNA of Achievers. Because one of the things about it, Steve, is I don't carry the book. I went to each chapter and I found people that I felt were really, really, that was their benchmark, and they were highly successful in that area, like building a team. For example, in the team building part of it, I have the general manager of a major football team. I have the president of the Grammy organization. People that have to build these incredible team of people. So it's not just myself. Each chapter has three people that I've kind of handpicked. And the foreword is written by Tommy Mottola, who is a legend in the music industry.
Wow. So what is, do you think that after I identify that that I have been boxing in myself, what would be the, you know, first thing or the first couple of things that I can do to really start living the life of an achiever?
Well, we're talking professionally. I'm making that assumption.
Yeah.
That we're talking from a professional standpoint. And you've identified now what your passion is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Making that assumption. Now it's time for action. It's time for getting the knowledge that's required and putting a strategic plan together. Not just a plan, a strategic plan of how you're going to approach to get to your passion, to be successful with it. And a lot of it has to do also with networking. Mm-hmm. A lot of it has to do with learning. A lot of it has to do with learning from mistakes, but not being frightened to make mistakes. A lot of people are more frightened of success than they are failure.
I understand that, yeah. I think a lot of us find ourselves in a place where we're actually hiding from the world.
Yeah, that's well put.
You know, we have to get to a place, you know, where we're vulnerable enough to tell the thing that we don't want to tell.
Well, that's how I start out. Every time I talk, I always say, in my vulnerability lies my safety. Think
that's
about
awesome.
That. In my vulnerability lies my safety. Mm-hmm. And it's right to your point. You've got to be open and honest with yourself about, again, your passion, about all of the things you need support and the knowledge of.
Right. Well, I'm getting the cue from your people that we've got about a minute or two here. We want to make
certainly
sure
enjoyed
that
this. Yeah.
I've had a blast with it.
Yeah.
The thing I find with radio is that, you know, we could go for 5 hours and feel like it's, you know, been 15 or 20 minutes, and then we're like, oh man, where did the time go?
I know.
You know, our shows are totally that way. But what we definitely want to leave everybody with is something that they can do to get in contact with you so that they can get the book. So give us the information on what they can do to get the book. Okay.
I'll tell them just go to Amazon.com.
Yeah. Go to Amazon.com and check out The DNA of an Achiever, 10 Traits of Highly Successful Professionals.
Okay.
Matthew, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. And Steve, again, you know, I want the listeners, we've already made this book a top seller. I think we're on the way to making a number one seller, and I think all of the women of eWomen's Network. Just go to Amazon.com and type in DNA of Achievers, Matthew Knowles. That's with one T, by the way.
That's with one T, by the way, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'll let you get off to live stream, and
let's go do it.
We'll let your people know when we're airing live.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
It's great meeting you.
Thank you.
And there you heard it. Right there live at the EWN 2015 conference, international conference, by the way. And there were literally people from all over the world. Got to meet some of our new members from Morocco. Amazing ladies with some great essential oils, by the way, that I know my wife came home with some. And there were some just amazing connections there as well. I really, really hope that all of you have really listened to what Matthew has to say today, because you really need to understand that being an achiever is not something that is only for a select few or only for the rich or only for the lucky. The DNA of an achiever is something that you can have today. And here's the reason why I know that positively. It's because of this. You are uniquely brilliant. You are created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you. We help you thrive. It's what we love to do. You are the authority at being you. And now what Kathy and I want to do is help you explode, shine your authority to the entirety of the world. I am so blessed and so grateful to each and every one of you for every episode that you've listened to. I encourage you to listen to all of the past episodes. Catch us on iTunes. Listen to us on Speak Up Talk Radio Network, and of course on eWomen Radio Network. Listen to the other amazing hosts on the eWomen Radio Network. I encourage you, be a lifelong learner. Be a successful entrepreneur. Encode your DNA so that you too have the DNA of an achiever. I believe in you. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.